Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. On a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day, Kim and Lavoie, they are your best defense. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Patrick Ebert of PerfectGame.org to talk about the MLB Amateur Draft. Patrick, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always good to talk to you guys.
Absolutely. That time of the year again tomorrow night. The draft starts at 6 o'clock. The Brewers have the 20th selection. Lots of changes to this year's draft. Namely, we're going down to only five rounds. How do you think that affects what a lot of these teams are looking to do here with the five rounds of picks they have over the next couple of days?
Yeah, first and foremost, you know, it's just really unfortunate. I realize we're dealing with a very unique time right now with so many different things going on in our world. But, you know, to have all these removed opportunities for young ball players is just really unfortunate. And it's just systematic with you know, the Major League Baseball removing minor league teams. And we're going to probably continue to see that be in effect to the Major League Baseball draft moving forward. And with the draft happening, you know, we're starting to hear that there could be some teams possibly as high as the top 10 that could effectively punt on their first round pick, meaning they would take a player, they would offer him enough money just to get a compensation pick next year, but basically not intend to sign that player, just to kind of like scratch off almost like this year's selection with all the different financial issues and all those different things. I hope that's not the case. You know, I really hope, you know, there's already so many limited opportunities for these players, and I actually hope the opposite of that. I hope a team like the Brewers could recognize that and maybe see a player that is falling and get creative with the bonus pool allotment and possibly get someone that falls, you know, way further than they should. I think you're going to see a lot of college players selected early, and I think that could cause some of these high school players to fall.
You know, we saw this happening in the NFL, where the NFL was once a 12-round selection, then they whittled it down to seven rounds. But the players actually liked it because the guys had a chance to choose where they wanted to go after the seventh round. And so they were, so like, if you were loaded up on pitching, then why would a pitcher want to be drafted by a team that already had good pitching? Or so then they can pick and choose where they want to go depending on what team's needs were. Do you think this can help or hurt Major League Baseball the way the draft is set up right now? Or can it help or hurt the players?
You know, I think what you brought up would be an excellent point if it weren't for the fact that they're limiting the amount players can sign for outside of the top five rounds to $20,000. And I think that's going to cause pretty much, you know, all players that still have remaining leverage, whether they're in high school, whether they're a draft-eligible college sophomore, a junior, whatever the case may be, I think that's going to cause those players to go back to college, because $20,000, you know, a nice amount of money, but that's not like life-changing money coming out at that point. They're better off going back to school. So I think, you know, just with that money problem and how it used to be, you know, I think teams were given $125,000 to spend on players without getting penalized with draft picks or any type of extra tax that they might get for spending too much money. But obviously $125,000 and $20,000 is a significant difference. And I think that alone will make that so players are more likely to go back to college.
Hey, how much of the COVID-19 can we blame on? Because even like for normal people that's not really huge baseball fans, they always knew who the clear number one was. I mean, how many people even know who Spencer Torkelson, however you say his name, who he is? Did you think maybe that some of that, because of course we know who Strasburg was and some of these other guys, these highly touted guys, but a lot of people may not know. Do you think that kind of hurt Major League Baseball? They can't really promote some of these guys to know what's going to be expected tomorrow?
I think it hurt everyone. I really do. It's so hard to find a positive outcome for any of this stuff. And, you know, I knew
exactly who
Spencer Torkelson was just because, you know, he's potentially a generational type of hitter. But yeah, I think you're spot on. We never got the chance to get to know these players over the course of the spring. I think Spencer Torkelson was going to have just an absolutely gigantic season, and he's not alone. I actually had the chance to see him in March, right before the season came to a screeching halt, and he looked every bit as good as advertised. And I think it was only a matter of time before the rest of the nation started to hear more and more about him, got to see him a little bit on ESPN and the other stations that cover college baseball. But I think that's a very good point of how we didn't really get to know these players, just with our own eyes, you know, because I think that's what appeals so many of us to the draft, whether it be NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. There's a lot of armchair quarterbacks, myself included, you know, some of us with scouting backgrounds and backgrounds of all different kinds, that we get a chance to assess these players and really get to see what they're all about.
Yeah, I had to ask that question because our producer is a Detroit Tigers fan, so that made him feel good because they got the number one pick. What do you think the Brewers, moving to the Brewers now, because I remember back years, everybody would take a run on pitchers. They wanted younger guys from high school. You touched on that. The Brewers, what do they need? Because they had to give up some picks because of Yelich, you know, so I wouldn't say they're depleted, but they weren't as high as they used to be, the farm system. Now they're not even having that. How do you think they would look at the draft?
Well, it's so hard to say. The Brewers are actually one of the more secretive teams out there. They do a pretty good job not letting it known, like, who they're going after. And because, really, they do such a good job of scouting everybody. They put a very heavy emphasis on the metrics, on kind of like the sabermetric scouting, if you will, where they're looking at exit velocity and all the different spin rates and stuff like that that the different companies like TrackMan provides. But I would have to believe the Brewers want to get an impact player. And by that, I mean, you know, just a guy that, regardless of a position, you know, a guy that could be someone that the entire organization and the fans can be excited about moving forward, because the farm system, as you mentioned, is kind of in rough shape. You know, it's one of the worst in all of Major League Baseball for all the trades and different moves that they've made. I mean, you know, it doesn't help, you know, that Keston Hira appears to be a star, you know, but he's no longer a prospect, so he doesn't strengthen that system, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But they need someone that they can bring in and have them have that impact potential, whether it's a high school hitter, whether it's a college arm. A lot of people seem to think that they're going to focus on college arms, but I guess we're going to have to wait and see until tomorrow.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit, about some of the people's names that are being thrown out there, one of which is Cole Wilcox, the right-handed pitcher from Georgia.
Yeah, Cole Wilcox, big, strong right-handed pitcher at Georgia. He and Emerson Hancock have given the Bulldogs a really impressive 1-2 punch the past couple years here, but Wilcox can get it up to triple digits, and he has a very good breaking ball. He has improved his command significantly. Those metrics I spoke of don't necessarily speak as highly as this stuff. Like, there's not as much spin on his fastball. It doesn't create as much movement. If you look at some of the numbers, like how many hits he allows per innings, it's a little elevated, and, you know, people are a little concerned that may continue, because as we all know, you know, good hitters can hit good fastballs if it's thrown straight down the plate. But, yeah, you can't argue with the size and stuff of Wilcox. He's legit, and I could definitely see him being in the mix for the Brewers pick.
The catching position for the Brewers, sorry, Gary, catching position for the Brewers hasn't been the best necessarily either in the minor league system for quite a while.
Right.
What about Dylan, I love the last name, Dingler, the catcher from Ohio State?
Yeah, Dylan Dingler, he's a great athlete, versatile player. He actually started his freshman year at Ohio State as a center fielder based on need. You know, he's played catcher the last 2 years. His bat really exploded this spring, kind of similar to what I talked about before with Torkelson. It's unfortunate the season ended so short because it looked like Dingler was on course for having just a huge season, possibly a Big Ten player of the year type of season for Ohio State. Really versatile, as I mentioned, good right-handed hitter, strong back. And the best thing about him is he was still getting better. So we just don't know how good he could have been.
Well, let me ask you this. With the way the draft set up, does it help or hurt teams like the Milwaukee Brewers?
That's a good question. Major League Baseball has done actually a pretty good job trying to level the playing field and where they actually, you know, like have like bonus allotments where teams can choose to spend how much they want on the players with the picks they're assigned, just as long as they don't go above a certain amount. So for the most part, it levels the playing field. So in that way, I'd say it helps the Brewers, it helps the Twins, it helps the Royals, it helps all those teams like that. But at the same time, you don't see the Brewers often be very creative, meaning they're not like loading up and trying to take one of those dynamic players that falls, give them a bunch of money and try to be creative how they save their money elsewhere. That's not necessarily because they're a small market team. It's probably more based on their philosophy. But I do think the draft in general is geared to help the smaller teams, both from a market perspective and a financial perspective.
Yeah, I think last one, we'll get you going. I mean, it's going to be 160 guys get drafted. Last year, they had over 1,217 guys. That's going to save over $100 million. So does that money that they saving these teams, because they're arguing over money now, do they get a chance to save some of that money to maybe go towards the negotiations maybe will pick up after the draft? Maybe something may happen. That's what I'm predicting. Something may happen once they've drafted everybody. They've saved this money so they don't have to draft all these guys. Maybe they can probably get to a deal at that point.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to know how they allocate the money because, you know,
Right. Yeah. Sometimes
the player development money, that money is assigned for that. And that's why I mentioned at the beginning how there's some rumors of teams like saving that money for possibly getting a compensatory pick for next year and not mm-hmm. spending that bonus money at all. Like, mm-hmm. we could see some crazy stuff like that because obviously there's zero revenue coming in. You know, there's no people coming through the turnstiles. There's no people buying hot dogs and beers. None of that stuff is happening right now. So whether that money gets reallocated to other parts to help us play baseball this season remains to be seen, but I hope it does because we need some sports here now bad.
Tom Patrick Ebert of PerfectGame.org here on The Fan. You know, when they reduced this draft to five rounds, the first thing that came to my head is you're really screwing the high school kids that are potentially able to get drafted here. You're screwing the underclassmen as well, and you're potentially kind of screwing everybody else because there's only so much scholarships to go around one way or the other. So those college coaches that were just assuming that, boy, this kid's a stud. He's probably gone after this year. Or I'm going to go get this high school kid, or I got this high school kid, but he's probably going to go pro. Now, all of a sudden, that high school kid who was going to go pro changes his mind and says, I'm not going to get the money I want. I'm going to go back and play college. This really just screws up a lot of things, it feels like, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to expand on that more. I think you stated it pretty well. How much this is going to affect so many different levels of baseball, not just this year, but in the next 3 to 5 years, you know, mm-hmm. is going to be really fascinating to watch. If you're a high school senior right now and you expected to be drafted and you expected to start your professional career and now you intend to go to college, you know, that has such a big ripple effect on those programs, on different teams. You know, what if that freshman expected to start from day one, but because of all the juniors coming back, now he has to sit on the bench? Does he transfer to a junior college to go to get immediate playing time and make him draft eligible for next year? All these players that come back next year, we could be looking at a particularly loaded draft next year. And if we only have 5, 10, or 20 rounds of the draft next year, we're still not going to see, you know, that kind of, you know, where it's all plugged up right now. We're not really going to see that released because we've still yet to hear what the plan is for minor league baseball. And if minor league baseball effectively removes one team per organization, that's, you know, that's 20 to 30 less jobs that are going to be available, which means teams don't have to draft 40 rounds deep. They only have to draft 20 rounds deep, you know, and that's a lot of, as I mentioned before, the lost opportunities, less jobs, less paying jobs for professional athletes.
But
and all of this is just tough.
Right, but the one thing that I think could change is, I hear Milwaukee, we've got the Milwaukee Milkmen, independent baseball team. If you start closing out some of these minor league complexes and so forth, I think independent baseball leagues are going to blow up because you're going to have all these different minor league owners that say, I'm going to invest in independent baseball, because you're going to get some kids that get through with college that don't get drafted because the draft is a lot shorter, that might have the potential to be studs, that might could still get to Major League Baseball, that will have that ability to go play in independent baseball. And quite simply, you're going to need more teams.
Without a doubt. Independent baseball has the most to gain from all of this. And if you know, if you're looking for an investment opportunity and someone approaches you about independent baseball, you know, definitely hear them out, because it may be a worthwhile conversation.
No question. He is Patrick Ebert. The draft coming up tomorrow night. Who do you think the Brewers will take at their pick in the first round?
Yeah, that's tough. I'm going to go Texas Tech right-hander Clayton Beter. We had one of our scouts see him earlier this year. He was mid to upper 90s with a hammer curveball. I just hear so many college pitchers on their radar. Now, that said, I think everybody associated with the Brewers in recent years are players that they never end up taking. They always seem to go off the radar a bit. And if that happens, I think they look at one of the high school kids that falls a little further than expected.
But Beter, he's been hurt, hasn't he?
He was healthy through the end of the season, so.
So that's good then.
You may be thinking of Tanner Burns, who was not healthy last year.
Gotcha. Okay. He is Patrick Ebert of PerfectGame.org. Thanks so much for coming on, dude.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Pat.
It.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
you
betcha.
Take care. There he is, Patrick Ebert, PerfectGame.org on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Come back. Do you like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is speaking out about this movement? Are you a fan of the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers being out in front and being the guy that apparently wrote the video for the Packer players that they put out last week, it was, and really being out in front of all this? Are you a fan of it? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.